Hello, Robbie.
Ah, glad you're here, Jeff.
Good to see you again.
You too.
I love this time when we can talk about Christmas and tell some stories. Are you ready for bed?
I am all set. I have my Christmas Story Bugs Bunny costume on, ready
with
for bed.
The ears, very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. So this Christmas story has to do with a Christmas gift, and this particular gift is invisible. Two men, both seriously ill, were in the same hospital room. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour to help drain the fluid from his lungs. His bed was next to the room's only window. The other man had to spend all his time flat on his back. And they would talk for hours on end, speaking of wives, families, homes, jobs, military, stuff like that. One sighed, "What's the point of living anymore?" The other said, "I know what you mean. Maybe it'll be different this afternoon, though." You see, every afternoon, when the man in the bed by the window could sit up, he would pass the time describing to his roommate all the things he could see. The window overlooked a park with a lovely lake. Ducks and swans played, and children sailed model boats. Young lovers would walk arm in arm amidst flowers of every color. A beautiful view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance. And as the man by the window explained all he could see, the other would close his eyes and imagine the scene. Days, weeks, months passed. One morning, the nurse arrived to bring water for the baths to find the lifeless body of the man by the window. He died peacefully in his sleep. Saddened, she called the hospital attendants to take his body away. None were more sad than the man in the other bed. "You know, I think he was my best friend." As soon as it seemed appropriate, he asked if he could perhaps be moved to the window. The nurse was happy to make the switch, and making sure he was comfortable, she left him alone. Slowly, painfully, he propped himself up on one elbow to take his first look at the real world outside. He strained to slowly take in a brick wall. The man asked the nurse what could have compelled his now deceased roommate to describe such wonderful things that did not exist. The nurse shrugged. He was blind. He couldn't even see the wall. Perhaps he knew what you needed to see. Good night, Robbie. Merry Christmas.